DMR hearing officer Elaine Clark.
As most of you know, this hearing is taking place because the Maine DEP has received and accepted as complete for processing the Army Corps of Engineers application for a Natural Resources Protection Act permit and a water quality certification for a navigational improvement project in Searsport Harbor. A copy of the application has been posted to the department's FTP site. The statutory authority for this hearing regarding the fishing impacts of a proposed dredging operation derives from Title 38, Section 480D, Subsection 9 of the Natural Resources Protection Act. Section 480D addresses the DEP's authority to issue permits for dredging. The hearing is also governed by the State of Maine's Administrative Procedures Act, Title 5, Subchapter 2. I'm going to read Subsection 9 because this is the purpose of the hearing and it describes DMR's limited role in the process. Subsection 9, dredging. If the proposed activity involves dredging, dredge spoils disposal, or transporting dredge spoils by water, the applicant must demonstrate that the transportation route minimizes adverse impacts on the fishing industry and that the disposal site is geologically suitable. The Commissioner of Marine Resources shall provide the Department of Environmental Protection with an assessment of the impacts on the fishing industry of a proposed dredging operation in the coastal wetlands. The assessment must consider impacts to the area to be dredged and impacts to the fishing industry of a proposed route to transport dredge spoils to an ocean disposal site. Those are the two things, and I'm going to repeat that numerous times about what comments should primarily be addressed to. Commissioner of Marine Resources may hold a public hearing on the proposed dredging operation. In determining if a hearing is to be held, the Commissioner of Marine Resources shall consider the potential impacts of the proposed dredging operation on fishing in the area to be dredged. If a hearing is held, it must be within at least one of the municipalities in which the dredging operation would take place. The statute ends with, in making its determination under this subsection, the Department of Environmental Protection must take into consideration the assessment provided by the Commissioner of Marine Resources. Accordingly, DMR is soliciting public comments about the impacts on the fishing industry of a proposed dredging operation in the coastal wetlands. The two areas that must be addressed are impacts to the area to be dredged and impacts of the proposed route of dredge spoils to an ocean disposal site. Impacts on marine fisheries and aquatic habitat and life are addressed in a separate section of the Natural Resource Protection Act statute. And yet in another entirely different statute, 12 MRSA section 6022 sub 10 requires the Department of Marine Resources to comment to DEP about the ecological effects of the dredging and depositing of dredge spoils. Neither of those statutes is the subject of this hearing. Dennis Nault is now going to provide a description of the dredging project.